blogs and email blasts. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
In 3, 2, 1.
It's street anthems, bitch.
Hey, come on.
Music certified by the streets.
This your man DJ Will Money. Catch my mix show Street Anthems Live right here on this station. I'm playing the hottest hip-hop and R&B music. I'm also showing love to all the independent artists with the Indie Spotlight segment. So tune in to your favorite station right here. Let's get it.
Hey, yo.
Street Anthems Live Mix Show.
Yeah, keep it locked.
Get live with DJ Will Money.
What's good? This is Kelby Cannon, publisher of Making It Magazine, here to let all my independent artists, producers, and DJs know about MakingItMag.com. Not only are we Atlanta's number one magazine for the urban music industry, but we're a national platform that provides real opportunities, real exposure, and real industry connections. Just log on to MakingItMag.com. Sign up for your membership and start submitting music to get booked on major shows, magazine features, radio interviews, sponsorships, and more great opportunities. That's MakingItMag.com, doing dope stuff for dope artists, 10 years strong.
Friday, y'all know what it is, DJ Chic Chick in the building.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, DJ Chic Chick, the control freak. Don't forget to tune in to K100 Radio every Friday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Hear your girl spinning and winning on Chic Chick Live, of course. I spin the newest independent music, mainstream music, as well as you'll hear a few comedy skits, because your girl got some skills. I'm an improv-trained actress, so why do you think I'm so hyper? But anyhow, hit me up on my Instagram, because I always get my audience involved in voting on new music, voting on any type of subjects that we have on the show. Just tune in every Friday and you'll find out. So hit me up on Instagram at DJ CHICCHICK every Friday night, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, only on K100 Radio.
Stop acting like a chump. DJ Chic Chick Live is what you want.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
Let's get to it, fam. What
you
up, though?
You are tuned to K100 right. Radio.
What's happening, everybody? R&B. You know the drill. What up?
K100, you bad one.
Okay. We reloaded, man. What's up? K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning into the show. Welcome, everybody, to another one of our direct line interviews on K100 Radio, man. Again, shout out to everybody that's been rocking with us so far all year. We're getting ready to wrap things up in this last quarter, but we've been doing a lot lately. It was a pandemic. We had to pump our brakes. Now we're back, all right? And we've been going hard ever since we jumped back on the air, man. Shout out to everybody that's rocking with us, the people that's checking us out right here on the Instagram Live, our people checking us out over here on the Facebook Live on this camera over here, man. So right now, today, we're back with another one of our direct line interviews on K100 Radio. And this is where we have our special guest come through. It could be an artist, could be a politician, could be a porn star, never know who to talk to. But you know how it is over at K100 Radio. For the most part, we chop it up with different artists because that's a part of our grind. That's what our cornerstone is, right? The independent music grind. So today we're going to have a special guest on. And, you know, most of the time we're talking one-on-one with artists, but today we've got a group, all right? We've got a group on the line. And we're going to be rocking out with Black Pirates, all right? And we're going to get ready to open up the phone lines and introduce you to these guys, all right? Again, K100 Radio. This is K100Radio.com. Thanks to everybody who's tuning in over on the K100 Radio apps. If you've downloaded our mobile app, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Also, want to remind you guys, remember, if you missed any parts of this interview, you will be able to catch the replay on our official Spotify podcast and also on our YouTube channel. All right? So I'm going to bring the guys on the line. Now, it's a couple of these guys, like five of them, right? So we got them all separated on the line, but we're going to bring them all on the line and let everybody introduce themselves. All right, and then we're going to go ahead and start the show. We've got some music for you guys. If you're over on the Facebook Live page, then share away. I see the homie Timo is over there. What's up, Timo? He's over there already. I want you guys on the Facebook Live,
We're going to have the videos. We got two videos by these guys, right? So we're going to play the videos. So if you're watching on Instagram Live or if you're listening on the broadcast, you'll be able to hear the music. But if you're on the Facebook Live feed, then you'll be able to see the video. So I always encourage people for our direct line interviews that you guys go over there and you check out the Facebook Live feed, because when we play videos, you can see it and get the whole feel of the show. You can see everything a lot better over on the Facebook Live feed. But however you're tuning in, however you're listening, welcome, and let's get to it, shall we? Let's go.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right. Somebody's trying to tell me it's Wednesday, but it's not Wednesday. It's Tuesday. This is our, somebody's on the Instagram line saying, is it Wednesday? Because they see us live. We do more than just Illa Kill, bro. We do more than our music review, bro. This is today on the broadcast right now, we're doing an interview with Black Pirates. And I'm going to bring these guys on the line, all right? So I got Vigilante on the line. I got Marty McFly on the line. I got Nephew on the line. I got York Lightman Ill on the line. What's up, fellas? What's going on? Welcome to the show. What up?
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
Peace.
Hey,
welcome.
All right. So listen, how we're gonna do it whenever we do it with groups to make everything flow kind of smooth for the show. I'm gonna leave you guys lines open for the most part. All right. We already talked about the background noise, so that'll help us. But one by one, I'm gonna stop my background music. And one by one, right, I'm going to let you guys just go ahead and real quickly just personally introduce yourselves, all right? So we're going to start with Vigilante. Vigilante, you got the floor, fam. Give us a drop. What's going on?
What's good? What's good? It's Vigilante. You know, I'm an extension of Black Pirates. We got a super group, The Administration, and I'm featured on the most recent single, Steady Growth, that we filmed in New York. So you guys will be able to see that visually online and hear the audio in a minute here.
All right. So then we got Marty McFly, right?
Yes, man. What's going on, fam? What's going on? This is Marty McFly, Black Pirate, Marty McFly, the Black God, a.k.a. Moolah Macwell, you know what I'm saying? Straight out of Cordell, Georgia, represent Black Pirates, Black Pirate Nation, LLC, you know what I'm saying? In the house.
All right. And then we got Nephew. Nephew, what up?
Literally there, Slick. You already know, man. Nephew Shouter, man. Spread out of cardio, man. I'm still double cooked up, burning perk. Shit chain.
All right. And we got York Lightman here, right?
Peace. You already know who it is.
All right. All right, so we got these guys. I think we said we got one more coming up. If they come on the line, I'll make sure I jump back over here and make sure they get introduced properly. All right, so listen. Turn my background music back up. So I guess, you know, for the questions, you guys can feel free. I'm not quite sure who I want to direct to first, but I guess the main question whenever I talk to a group, obviously I want to ask, how did you guys meet? Like, how did this connection happen? Black Pirate, about how this whole collective even got together. We're going to get into the music and all that, but I got to know how you guys met. Like, how did this happen?
Well, man, we've been doing music, man, pretty much our whole lives, you know what I'm saying? We have, like I say, our father's a multi-hand drummer, man. We have an uncle that's an independent artist, R&B artist in Atlanta, grandfather that was a DJ. We all play instruments, grew up in the band, you know, been a part of music in some type of way. So, but how it started is, my brother, Zodot Banks, Fetty Cash, a.k.a. Zodot Banks, started the group back in 2003, you know what I'm saying, as a community street, community movement group, you know what I'm saying. So we were, like, educating people on financial literacy, you know what I'm saying, and just being pretty much like an NAACP, kind of like a force in the community. And then we turned it into a street team and just started rocking musically. And just so then it was my brother, me, Marty McFly, my brother, the Rude One. So us three are brothers. And so from there, we brought in Nephew Shorty, which also grew up with us. He's from the hood. Shout out to Cordell, Georgia. And then from Nephew Shorty, you know what I'm saying, came a few years later, I ran up on and met York the Light Man Ill. I was living in Albany, Georgia. And York is out of Jamaica, Queens, New York. You know what I'm saying? So he moved to Albany, so you know, like minds gravitated toward each other. You know, we like the only conscious hip-hop, gangster hip-hop group in South Georgia, you know what I'm saying? So we all kind of like, you know, welded together like that way, you know what I'm saying? As far as Vigilante go, I've been knowing Vigilante for over 20 years. You know, we went to college together. He's an independent artist as well, has his own label, New World Renaissance, and rocking out of New York, Detroit, New York, you know what I'm saying? But we all went to FAMU together, you know what I'm saying? So we all, you know what I'm saying, sparked it off. Linked back up, like I said, he does the conscious rap, we does the conscious gangster rap. And then in 2017, our leader, dear leader, Zodiac Banks, Petty Cash, he was cut down in the streets of Cordell, Georgia, due to gun violence. And so, man, we just been rocking ever since, you know what I'm saying? Keeping it alive, keeping the music going, you know what I'm saying? Giving people a slice of life with the plight of black people in America. Always talking about the struggle, always talking about social events. What's going on in the community, you know what I'm saying? And then here we are, man, Black Pirates. We started out as the Trapville Pirates, and then from there we didn't want to be caught up with the name Trapping because it had a different connotation than where our name Trapping was about. Our name Trap was being trapped in the low socioeconomic environment. But at the time, Trapping was more like selling dope and stuff like that, so we didn't want to get it crossed up with that meaning, so we adopted the name Black Pirate. And it's spelled BLAQ instead of BLACK because we made music for everybody. So we didn't want to be like we was pro black. So we went BLAQ and it's PYRATES, Brothers Link Amongst Qualifications, Protect Your Riches Alias Through Extreme Status. And here we are, Black Pirates.
I like all that. And even though it felt like a lot to digest, it really wasn't. It was a pretty interesting story. FAMU, South Georgia, New York, Conscious, all of that stuff. This is a very interesting story. This is a very dynamic group. Just from the message that you just said that you guys want to portray, and I'm gonna point out one major thing that you said in a minute, but I'm gonna rewind it. I'm gonna circle back to that what you just said, Marty McFly, about why you use the word, why you use BLAQ instead of CK. And I'm going to ask you guys each one individually about that one particular thing, but I want to make sure I keep pushing, keep the show flowing. So you guys got together, you met up one of the members, unfortunately lost to gun violence. FAMU, shout out to FAMU. I'm a Florida boy myself, so I'm from the Panhandle. I got a soft spot for FAM, all right? Definitely.
Oh, yeah, man. Shout out to Leon County, man.
Right. Like, yep. I got family who's alumni. One of my first cousins is a teacher there. A lot of stuff going on for me and fam in the A50. So yeah, that's just my area grew up at. So I know about that. And it's something that you said that really stood out to me. You were the only kind of sort of conscious hip hop kind of group collective that was coming out of South Georgia. And speaking of that, South Georgia itself, just the area, it doesn't get a lot of shine just in general. It's like when you talk about Georgia and hip hop, it's Atlanta. And people act as if Atlanta is the only city in the state. You know what I'm saying? Even though we know we got a lot of people doing a lot of great stuff coming out. Savannah, Albany, Macon, different places, right? We know that. But it just doesn't get highlighted. So one thing I'll ask, and it could be either one of you guys to answer, what was it like trying to even push that kind of music in South Georgia specifically? Like trying to find places to perform, trying to get people, putting people on.
Man,
on
you don't even want
to
know.
I can imagine, but I just want to hear you. I want to hear you guys talk about it real quick before you answer the question. I got one more of you guys on the line. Hold on a second. I think it's the last group member. Hello, 229-364. What up? Area code 269-364. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I thought this was one of the group members. Are you one of the group members, or are you just calling in to show some love?
I was just calling in to show some love from Atlanta. Shout out to Black Pirates. This is Colleen.
Oh, okay. Stand by. Don't hang up. All right. I'm going to bring you back on the line, okay?
Real quick.
Okay.
All right. Stand by. All right. I just wanted to make sure because I know you guys told me I got one more person, so it's kind of difficult when we're doing a group, but I got it. So listen, one of you guys answer my question about doing that brand of hip hop specifically coming up in the South period when you're doing music like that, but just South Georgia, the difficulties and some of the hurdles that you had trying to present that kind of music coming up out of that area.
Blight ball.
That's Blight simple, right?
Ball. No move.
Pretty much. Man, I mean, man, I mean, you can't even imagine, man, the type of struggles and hardships and tribulations we've been through, man, with this brand of music. I mean, you know, we've been outcasted, you know, pretty much out of every venue we've been in. I mean, we of course have our core group of fans, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, but as far as our hometown, our city, our region, man, I mean, it's no love at all. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we've been shunned, shut out. We've had trouble with studios. We've had trouble with venues. I mean, we've had trouble with other outlets as far as, like, trying to get merch done and stuff like that, man. I mean, it's just been a really tough road. But you know, we're just like water, man. We hit a rock, we just go right around it, you know. So one thing that we done, man, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a lot of talent coming out of South Georgia. Shout out to South Georgia, man. AR-15, Get Cool, Field Mob. I mean, it's a host of guys out there that's really nice. But, man, one thing we did, man, we took our brand and we took it to the internet. We took it to the world. And we started in Atlanta, man, and we just kind of went from there, hit social media. We was rocking with T-Mo James. He pretty much found us. T-Mo James and Edward Rapley, Chris Rapley out of Rapco Media, Rapco Radio out of Albany, Georgia as well. T-Mo James, you know what I'm saying? So they kind of founded us, gave us an outlet, man, pushed us out. We met up with Peter Politician out of Charleston, South Carolina. I mean, we had a lot of people that supported us, you know what I'm saying? And then from there, we hooked up with TJ Maker Moves up in Atlanta, man. And then from there, we took our brand, created the brand, packaged everything up, and put it on the internet, you know what I'm saying? And we just went to the world. We got a pretty big following in West Africa, South Africa, Russia, Korea, UK, Australia, you know what I'm saying? So we just started just pushing it like that. And that's what we had to do. You know, you can't let any kind of trials and tribulations or hardships hold you back, man. You just have to figure out a way to keep pushing. You can't just give up because nobody rocking with you, because there's somebody out there that likes what you're doing. It's just in our area is so saturated with the certain brand of music. And then, you know, on top of that, with it being the home of racism, you know, I mean, it's like some hardcore racism and all coming out of Cordia and Auburn, you know what I'm saying? So you got that, you got the black ball, you got mindsets that's all twisted and screwed up, you know what I'm saying? Just nobody just really feeling what we're bringing, so that's why we had to step out of this, what we had to do.
Well, listen, first of all, I can just in so many ways, if we had a lot of time, it's a lot in there to kind of unpack, but I just understand that for the purposes of this show and for this interview. Understand, if don't nobody else understand Blizzom and K100 Radio, and we all understand over here this way, and generally the people who are going to be rocking with this particular platform understand that too, because we built it for you guys. We built it for the artists that are kind of maybe out of their element in their locale, but at the same time trying to do what they want to do and do it their way. And we got to applaud you guys for sticking to your guns and not just kind of conforming, because I'll be honest with you, I've met a lot of artists and not even groups, but just solo artists who have wanted to go the way that you guys are going, but just at some point just give up and just conform and start doing quote-unquote trap songs or quote-unquote doing other kind of stuff that they really don't want to do, but they're trying to get on. They're trying to get in the game. They're trying to get in the industry. You feel what I'm saying? And so they just do all of this stuff that they really make music, make songs. They don't even like themselves, trying to make sure a DJ can play it and all that. So, you know, how hard was it to resist that? And you guys are a group. I mean, we could do a whole show about groups, how right now labels are terrified of groups because it's always going to, quote unquote, be a problem. Somebody's going to outshine the other person. Somebody's going to go solo. It's going to be a problem. Like, groups almost rarely last in the industry, period. But the first question is, you know, staving off that temptation, and not anybody can answer, staving off that temptation to do that one song that sound like that one song just so y'all can get on. How hard was it to resist that?
Well, York the Light Man L speaking on this one. One thing we stand on a firm square righteousness on our group. You know, mm-hmm. When it comes to competition, as far as we're concerned, the competition is within, you know. So as far as outside, externally is concerned, we just creating. We ain't trying to change the world. We just deliver the message to change the world, you know. We are, you know, it's a lot of imitators out here. It's a lot of duplicators out here. And what's in the dark always comes to the light. So as the light, as the grand light messengers say, we walk in this path like a yellow brick road off the seat of wisdom. And we got the message, and this ain't nothing new. Because ain't nothing new under the sun. We just here to remind so we can recreate so people can't say they didn't know.
Right, right. Exactly. I dig that answer. It's not necessarily your job to necessarily change their minds at the end of the day. You guys are here to do you and here to put out a message. And it sounds like just as a collective, I guess you guys would say the third eye is open amongst you guys at the end of the day. And that's a whole nother show and a whole nother topic that we can dive into if we had a lot more time. But we got to make sure that we get to the music, of course, and we got to make sure that, you know, we give everybody a chance to speak, man. So we've got to.
I'll say this though, man. Knowledge yourself is key, man. Mindset, knowledge yourself. I'm just going to throw that in real quick. You got to have that in order to be able to rock the way we rock.
Absolutely. And if you don't have that, it's going to be tough. Because then, even if you get an opportunity, a huge opportunity, let's just say for instance, we're not saying that you guys will do this, but let's just say for instance, someone was to come along with a check in a bag and they say, okay, I like you guys' group and I like your look, but I think we need to do this. And then they're cutting the check. Like everybody, most artists' goal is to, you know, at someday be able to live off the music and everybody gets paid. And all you're doing on a daily basis is recording and touring and loving on your family. And that's the goal of every artist. But then at that point, when the business meets and the A&R is at the big levels and the labels and people who are saying they got this relationship with this radio DJ and this radio program director, we need a song that sounds like, you know what I mean? At that particular point, when they're paying you, they start to have a little bit more sway and an opinion on the creative process. So at the same time, I understand exactly what you guys are saying. You guys are just saying, listen, we're going to just stick to our guns and do you. And I hope, based on the music that I've heard and just this conversation that you guys win, and then a year from now, what, 2 years from now, when it really take off, when I see you guys, I'm still hearing that same authentic sound. And, you know, it's easier said than done, though, once you get into the actual industry side. I could just say that from...
That's true, man. That's one reason why we started our own label, man. We believe in ownership, Lord, our own land. We own our own publishing and stuff like that. We control everything vertically from top to bottom. You know what I'm saying? So, and then we've had plenty of conversations of exactly what you're talking about. And then, you know, and what we're looking for, if major label want to come along and pick us up, man, you know, it's going to have to be some, it's going to have to be some concessions. You know what I'm saying? What we're looking for, Black Pirates, man, we're looking for is a nice little distribution and a high level marketing. Anything else, man, you know, we ain't really trying to compromise on nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, we're pretty content with what we are. You know, we master P in the game, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
we create enough
financial streams and get money in other ways. That's why, you know, financial literacy is at the base. That way we're not so pressed on the front end to just take whatever come our way, you know. We more into partnerships, you know, and got to keep the leverage proper, especially right now because we're in the independent era. You know, it was the end of the deal and all these things, you know. You see how those guys around here trying to run around and figure out what to do and how to keep the money going, but we set up multiple streams to not have to be pressed like that.
That's very important. I love that answer. Love that answer. Anybody listening to this? This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
All right.
K100, you bad one.
I'm your host, Blizzard. This is the Direct Line interview, and we're chopping it up with Black Pirates right here on K100 Radio. Really, 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 the music is different. I before I even get into the songs, before I play them, let you guys know I watch the videos. I got two videos, so sometimes we just have music, and sometimes we have music and songs. But for you guys, we got videos for both of the songs that we're getting ready to play. And I went to, and I watched them before I, you know, loaded them up to play them, and I was just like, man, these guys are really different. I know I don't like to compare artists per se, but you guys just throw me in a vein of Goody Mob, which to me, I feel is a flattering comment, because those are OGs, my favorite rap group outside of the duo of Outkast. You know what I'm saying? So, which there was a duo,
Goody Mob. You know, those guys created us. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of Goody Mob, you know, we have an ongoing relationship with the legendary Cujo Goody. You know, he's our big brother. He consults us on different moves in the industry. We also landed a placement on his album Feed the Lions Volume 1 with our single Problem. And we just landed on DJ Toker's and Gip Goody's mixtape that just hit on mymixtape.com. So, you know, yeah, so those guys are like our big brothers, man. You know what I'm saying?
See how I just put that together without even knowing any of that information? It just makes more sense now to me. All right. Everything makes sense more now. You know what I'm saying? Just listening to you guys talk and then hearing that and looking at the videos and just everything is starting to gel together and kind of come together. So, like I said, this is my introduction to you guys and this introduction of you guys, K100 Radio, to our platform. And I'm glad you guys got linked up with us. Again, shout out to Timo for making this happen. All right, so we're getting ready to jump into the music. You guys ready for that part? Okay, that's the fun part. You ready?
Let's get it.
All right. You know the drill, Faith.
100, you bastard.
Yes. Yes. All right, so this first song that we got, man, we got two of them. And like I said, you people over there on the Facebook stream or watching on our YouTube channel for the replay, you guys are in for it. We got two songs. We got Problems and Steady Growth. And I loaded up Problems first because Steady Growth is going to spark another conversation that I'm going to have, so I want to have that conversation on the back end. All right, so we're going to go ahead and rock with Problems first. Are you guys cool with that?
Let's get it.
All right. So who wants to do the intro? Who wants to give me the quick synopsis about what we about to hear, who produced it, and then we can just go run the video right after that. Anybody want to take it away? Go ahead.
Nephew Shouter, man. World premiere already. He already done dropped what did that song Problem, man. You feel me? Black Pirate, man. New Money Edition. For real, the administration.
All right, let's get to it, man. This is Black Pirates. Name is Jordan. It's called Problems. First time on K100 Radio. I doubt it'll be the last. Let's go.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Problem lies my frame, I'm cool with it.
No.
They out there playing games, you know, won't do that shit. Slickest nigga breathing, but believe it, I can prove it. Lost in the music, so the bullshit I ain't hearing it. Niggas switching sides. These bitches said it too.
Hello.
They keep on asking questions like, Shorty, how you do this shit? Problems all I get, not slick. My frame of bullshit, shit. Come out the lady, problem tick. Problems make me reminisce.
Damn.
Trust me, don't want problems.
You don't.
I don't run the city, I'm chugging.
I'm here.
Trouble, don't want nada. I got pistols and we got options. Wonder though you don't care again. Life's a closed world. Wonder when I'ma wear again. You get mad. Wonder when I'ma tear again. Fruits of the labor. I know that you can pair it in.
Everywhere I go, I got problems.
Got that revolver for them people out there really robbing. Doing this for my people out there really starving. And them kids out there with no mother or no father. They say don't talk about your problem if you can't fix them. When you dead and gone, boy, that when they really miss you. Smoking the Easter pain, that's why they be your pissing. Hey, watching for the snake, you can hear them hissing.
Everywhere I go, I got problems. Everywhere we turn, we got problems.
Everywhere I turn, come problems. Every dollar earned, come
When the murder rate is high and you can't stop it. Look a brother working hard and you try to rob him. Influenced by the euro, that's a true problem. Government torn apart the support, trying to dodge him. See who torn at G, see they knew. Those are the essence of the Rasta rule. Sit the wrong, sit back. That might take a fool. Watch this crooked, cocky planet. Trying to face a jewel.
$10,000, what's the problem? 10 toes down. Everywhere I go, I got a problem. 99 lies, one true fact. There's no definite none. Guaranteed, but my skin color and he tested vegetables. And broccoli, that green I chase all day. This my protection till the current economy fade away. Dream chasing. Thank God they free, they got me meal. We need entrepreneurs on the front line. Good to deal.
K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
K100, you bad
one. K100 Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning into the show. This is a direct line interview with Black Pirates, man. That was a song called Problems right there. I like the vibe of that. I already said why I feel like y'all put me in the vein in, but it was just so many different personalities, and everybody's got their own kind of flow on it. So that's what I think is really dope. I want to make sure that we bring back the person who was supporting you guys on the line real quick after that song, before we go into the next song and talk a little bit more. I forgot her name. You still on the line right here, 229-364? Hello? Area code 229-364? Hello, hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey, how you doing? What was your name?
My name is Colleen. Colleen.
All right. Well, welcome to the show. Thank you for calling in to K100 Radio to support the Black Pirates. We appreciate it. You've heard that song Problems before, right?
Yes, I have.
All right. I want to hear
it. It's on my Spotify playlist.
Oh, it's on your Spotify playlist. So you like it that much. You just added it to the playlist off top, right?
Absolutely.
All right. So how did you actually hear about Black Pirates music? How did you hear about their music?
Actually, I discovered the Pirates when I used to live in Southwest Georgia. I used to live in a town not far from Cordial, Albany. So I just kind of followed them throughout the years and watched them grow. And, you know, just kind of a distant fan.
A distant fan. Well, not so distant now, because these guys are. I'm gonna let these guys. Say any words. Say anything that you want to say to Colleen for us showing the support, fam. Anybody from the Black Pirates, go ahead.
Man, appreciate the love off the rip, Miss Lady.
Yeah, we do. We appreciate all your support.
Core fans like that is what
keep us going.
Yeah.
I just like how y'all vibe. I like how y'all show. I like how, you know, in this day and age, you know, everybody, the main thing for our groups out here is, you know, getting money and bling and everything, and just all around disrespect. I just like how y'all carry yourselves as Black men. I like how y'all show respect to Black women. I big up that. So thank you.
Big up, Queen.
Thank you.
All right. Absolutely. All right. Thank you, Colleen, for calling to the show. We appreciate it. All right. And, keep talking with these guys. All right. Thank you very much. All right.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Much
all
love.
Right. Yeah, man. Listen, and anybody else that may be watching this, anybody that's sharing this, anybody that's want to call in, I'll make time at the end of this because we don't have a interview right after these guys, so we can give it a little bit of leeway. If anybody else wants to call in and give a shout out on the air, anything like that, the number is, of course, 516, area code 516-387-1523, 516-387-1523. But if you call in before we get off the air, we'll bring you guys on the line, too, if you want to show the Black Pirates some love, man. So, listen, you guys, obviously, you're putting in the work to get, you know, that grassroots fan base, and, you know, and that's really what's important. Tell me about some of the
Tell me if anybody, if y'all don't mind, anything that you want to divulge, but tell me about some of the other streams of income. How are you guys doing as far as merch, and what are some of the other ways that you guys have been able to fund this particular grind? Like you said, it's kind of been difficult. You've been getting some resistance from the clubs, the venues. Your style is different from the local area, you know, from the atmosphere, from the environment. How are you guys actually, you know, generating some of this side income as far as the music side goes? Are you doing some merch? Or how you guys, you know, kind of making everything work out so you guys keep it independent?
Yeah, well, man, you know, we got to load out my Binky clothing line. I let Primo get more in tune to it, but you can go online and load out my Binky, you feel me, and cop all the merch, man. We got women clothes, men clothes, nephew shout a backpack. You know, I had to throw that out there before you go to talking, Primo, but go on and tell them about it, man.
Oh, yo, for sure, man. We got... Oh yeah, he's absolutely right, man. You know, we had started a high-end fashion brand in honor of our dear leader, our fallen soldier, man, Petty Cash, a.k.a. Zodoc Bank. The name of the brand is Zodoc Mabinki. That's Z-O-D-O-Q, Mabinki, M-A-B-E-N-K-I. And Mabinki is so his name was Zodoc Bank. So we softened Zodoc, made it Zodoc. And Banks is in Swahili, is Mabinki. So we started that and used three subcultures: New York, Zodoc Mabinki, New York, Zodoc Mabinki, Lagos, and Zodoc Mabinki, Bamako, for the capital of Mali, the fashion capital of West Africa. We have a shoe, a prototype high top shoe that's out, that's made by handcrafted by Wusu Bansu out of West Africa, man. Like Nessie said, we have the female crop tops as well. On that line, and we also have the Black Pirate merch as well, featuring the nephew shot a backpack and the York Ear blacked out snapback. You know what I'm saying? And you can catch that on our official website, www.blackpirates.com. And so oh yeah, it definitely worked. And you can catch our official biography, you can catch the group's biography, you can catch each individual artist biography and contact information. We got a blog running on there. We got the merch store on there as well. Three mixtapes on that site as well as you can catch. And then, you know, just man, like I said, it takes mindset. So, you know, just our job, everyday work, reinvesting, taking a portion of our income and reinvesting. I mean, and just to keep doing that alone is a task in itself. I mean, because, man, we've experienced hardship like no other, man. I mean, failed marriages, failed relationships, substance abuse issues. I mean, all kind of problems, man. We had to change jobs just in order to keep the music going when most groups were packed up and took off by now. But we've got to a state where we all got a clean mind and we're moving straight forward with it and just keep what I like to call tightening the vice grip. And recently, you know, I hooked up, me and Vigilante have some businesses outside of music. I recently hooked up with Him 500. Shout out to Him 500, Marcus Barney, out of Atlanta, Georgia, man. And that's my mentor. You know, he's been mentoring us as well on different streams of income, man. So we got a trade line business running, man. We're about to get a funding, credit funding business going. We have a credit repair business startup on the side as well. So man, we like I said, like Vigilante said, man, these multiple streams of income is what it takes, you know, getting your credit right, you know what I'm saying, getting your financial status together, teaching financial literacy to the kids. Well, we're about to start a nonprofit as well, man. So we just keep pushing it, man, in many ways as we can.
That's what's up, man. I like all those answers, man. I know you guys are definitely, I think you guys, you know, definitely have it as far as just the focus and what it takes to be able to, you know, stay strong and stay locked in as a group. Like I said, man, you know, a lot of people will tell you, you know, all the time about, you know, the difficulties of a group situation, and we see it all the time. We don't have to tell stories. You know, we see it all the time on these biographies and all this stuff on TV and all these just articles and write ups and just in front of your face. Now we got social media, so we see everything like almost instantaneous to a fault. It's great. And
it's deeper than music, though, man. We like brothers for real, though. So you know, we real men of business. So without that music, we still gonna be doing business. You feel me?
We've had different members in and out, you know. A shout out to Johnny Papers, man. Well, he was on that song Problem, and he's an electrician by trade. He had his own startup going in electrical work, And so he had to kind of, you know, make us slide to kind of take care of that. And mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, we never fell out. You know, we still good. We still featuring him on track. We still recognize him on the biography, man, on the photos as well. So, we've had these type of issues you're talking about that groups go through on the independent mm-hmm. level. We've experienced these, man. We've been doing this for like 16 years. So, we've experienced a lot of these type of problems, man. So, when that type of world, you know, we've been in that world. So, we know how to handle it. We know how to deal with it. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, we're family, man. So, that's what's important.
That's the most important thing, man. Most important thing for you guys together, man. Absolutely. Well, now listen, I think we got one more song, and so we want to make sure before we wrap up that we, of course, play the music. We're really here to expose our platform and expose people on our platform that may be finding you guys from K1's Radio to the music. We got a song called Steady Growth coming up next. But I see one more person hit the switchboard. I'm gonna open it up real quick and check the line real quick and see who this is. Hold on, fellas. Area code 850. Who's this?
Yo, yo, man, it's Jay out of Tallahassee. What's up?
Jay, what's going on?
Shout out to them Black Pirates, man. One time for FAMU. I heard y'all boys talking about FAMU, man. That's alumni. What's up?
Hey.
Shout out to them Rappers.
No doubt.
That's right.
Shout out to the Snake
Bikes.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Always the done data when it comes down to bands at the HBCU level. We know that for a fact. True. You know, the March of the 100 is the done data. Everybody else tries. They come close, but we know who the boss is.
Everybody know about the 100, man.
Yeah, everybody know who the boss is down there with the March of the 100.
Shout out to them Black Pirates, man. I've been following them boys for a little minute, man. Them boys really been doing their thing, man. Really behind the music and all, man. That boy, Marty. And Vigilante, them boys went to FAMU, so I actually linked up with them on campus. They may not remember, but if they see my face, I'm sure they will. But we used to be on the set a few times. We kind of chopped up a few times, but them boys been doing their thing. And if I'm not mistaken, Marty, didn't you go to Florida State as well?
Yeah, man, I wind up finishing over at Florida State, man. I sure did.
Yeah, so, yeah, he a Rattler and a Seminole, you know what I'm saying? So,
yes, sir.
So you don't get up over in Tallahassee.
Oh, yeah, right. Jackson Bull Mirror, man. I've experienced all of what T-Time got to offer, man. Shout out to Jackson Blood.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. Straight up, man. Been following y'all boys on social media, man. Y'all boys been doing your thing. And, Marty, didn't you just get married as well? Congrats on the wedding, man. I saw that.
Appreciate you, man. Yeah,
appreciate
I know you definitely been following. Definitely been following.
All right.
You know about all
the stuff. Loyal fans, man. That's why we do what we do, man, for fans like that, man.
Absolutely. Man, let me tell you what
the wine do. It was beautiful, man. Black love is beautiful.
All right. Listen, hey, Jay, thank you for calling in, brother. We appreciate that, man. We gotta do this other song. I see another person on the line, but we're going to do this song. And if they still hang on, area code 478, if you can stand by, please, we'll come to your line after we drop this song, man. We're coming up tight on time. Fortunately, this is the last interview of the day, so we got a little bit of leeway so we can really chop it up with these guys. I knew it would be a little bit longer. We're dealing with a group that's going to go a little bit long. That's why I got you guys scheduled last to make sure we had enough time and to overflow. So right now, this is K1 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Now, you guys know how we do over here. It's all about the music at the end of the day.
K100, you bad one.
And so we're rocking out with Black Pirates right now. We've got another song that we guys got. They got a song called Steady Growth. And I want one of you guys to do the same thing. Give me a segue into Steady Growth and kind of let me know what we're getting ready to get into as far as this particular record goes. This was more deep.
Oh, yeah, man.
Somebody give it to me. Tell me about it.
Steady growth. Go ahead, Busy.
State of growth, man, continuous growth. You know, we shot the video right before the pandemic hit, so this is the last time you see people running through Times Square with no mask on, you know what I'm saying? So we locked that in. You know, the boys drove up from Georgia, you know, planted that flag in New York City, and, you know, we steady growth from there. And that's what we all had to do this year. So we set the tone, and we continue to persevere through all this. So this is where we at. Steady growth, baby.
All right. 2020 is definitely
coming to America.
Absolutely, man. 2020 has definitely been something different. Everybody that's in the industry has had to adjust, man. So we're going to get into this particular song, man. Like I said, this one is called Steady Growth. And like I said, I like this particular record too. You know what I mean? So we're going to drop
it. Hey, man, Steady Growth, man. We were definitely in the city, man. Definitely Times Square. We got all the landmark, Park Ave, Waldorf Astoria. Coming to Central, man. Black Pirate.
All right. Yeah. Let's go, Black Pirate.
Not a damn mother on earth out here like me, jumping out the pot like rock, get the money flow, get to them skinny than real, nephew or po, vessel like a Christian, my lyrics they already know, slicky nigga, breathe them hot in the dough, corner store, still double cup, the rapper weed in Morello, slide through the city like Diddy, I feel like Nino, never love in this every state we go, we always taking stairs of my people, they got to eat though. Steady making moves, scatting niggas and feebos. Real men of business shit, watch out for my binky hoe.
You gotta take chances, realize it's all about advancement. Let them know. It's better when you plan it. Run a couple of laps around the planet. Ready, go, watch it. Let them know we got this. They know we about this. Only one option. Steady growth, yeah. Steady growth.
Yeah. Steady growth. They cry out for the youth and them. To the system, we losing them. No, ain't no excuse in them. Better load a kid to pop a tool for them. Born in class in the school of them. Learning from the OGs of them. Let's hit the block and get cheese with them. Ever be in the streets with them. So one day you teach them. Maybe then they'll realize you like to let them thin like angel. Bad guys, because you're going right. You're going to fight. Let me coach find out why. I protect with lightning eyes. Feet move to the ground. Head ain't the sky. Eyes. So what happened to the rules that grow from the concrete, undisputed, no defeat? To the youth, higher nil must be reached. That's the cure for the mind from the fucking leak.
You gotta take chances, realize it's all about advancement. Let them know. It's better when you plan it. Run a couple of laps around the planet. Ready, go, watch it. Let them know we got this. They know we about this. Only one option. Steady growth, yeah. Steady growth.
Last $1,000 to my name. All this for success. I want a big thing. Bought a coupe, being turbocharged off the lot. 200 tablets of fentanyl in case it goes south. Used to be grits and eggs before we go to school. Now we popping beans before we go to school. Try to tell my brother, mama wouldn't approve. Now my children see you gotta follow rules. Advancement. Aim for the bullseye. Penitentiary focus like a coke high. Steady growth, mind expanding like a cancer. Teenage runaway, now I'm back with a backup. Steady growth.
You gotta take chances. Realize it's all about advancement. Let them know. It's better when you plan it. Run a couple of laps around the planet. Ready, go, watch it. Let them know we got this. They know we about this. Only one option. Steady growth, yeah.
Steady grow. You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Yeah.
K100, you bastard.
This is K100 Radio. Why I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning in. We are rocking with the Black Pirate and Steady Growth. That was the second song. We had problems. I like both of those joints, man. I like both of those cuts, man. Listen, before we get ready to get about there, I want to make sure, first of all, we got one other person that was on the phone line. So we got to make sure we check the phone lines. We got to show love to people who take the time to call in and support. Area code 478-978-957. What up? Who's this?
Hello, my name is Katrina. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to K100 Radio. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
What you got? Shout out to you, and I know you called in for the Black Pirates. What you got to say?
Oh, absolutely. I must say I have to be one of the biggest critics of the Black Pirates. Actually, Martin McFly, Primo Dollar, and DeRue are actually siblings of mine, so I definitely had to call in to support tonight.
Oh, we got Sis on the line. Sis on the line.
Yeah, man. That's like
Mama. So, yeah, Baby Sis is definitely the biggest critic, but also the biggest cheerleaders of the Black Pirates. So, big shout out to Nephew Shawty, the Light Man, my brothers, Johnny Paper, all the members of the Black Pirates. I appreciate you all. I'm proud of you all, and keep doing what you're doing. Steady grow. Oh, big shout out to Vigilante. I can't forget about you either.
Appreciate it
that way.
All right, listen, baby girl. You know she completely with the shits when it comes to y'all. I already know, right?
I'm telling you, man. I'm talking about for real. Appreciate that. Thanks, sis.
Thank you.
All right.
Drink.
We run out of time. We run it up on the clock. You know, I didn't mind this particular segment going over because I was just like, you know, this is some really good music. This is really dope. It's different. I just wanted to have enough time to really chop it up with you guys. I got a good feel from you guys. The vibe from just talking to you guys matches what I suspected. Just as a person who's a curator of the culture and somebody who has this platform, looking at the videos and listening, it all matches. It all makes sense after the conversation that we had. So. I just want to wish you guys well on your endeavors as artists at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hope you guys are successful because at the end of the day, I feel like what you guys are bringing to the game is needed. We need different. We need a different message. We're going to always have trap. We're going to always have the dope game. We're going to always have sex. We're going to always have that in hip-hop because people sell dope and fuck. That's what happens in life. But, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, balance it out a little. We need to balance it out a little bit, and I think you guys are going to be a group that can help, you know, balance this thing out. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, man. We're definitely gonna swing the pendulum the other way. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. So listen, I hope you guys pop off and much success. Before we get ready to roll out, anybody want to say anything? I'll let you guys go down the line and just give me some words to sign off with. I start with Marty McFly. You go first, bro, and just give me something that you want to leave with the people before we sign off.
Man, financial literacy, man, get your credit right. From there, start, get you a startup business going. Start your corporation. There's so much money out here available, so much legal money out here available. Funding, take a risk, man. You won't be dissatisfied at what you can accomplish. Get your mindset right, stay clean, and be on the lookout for that social media. As about to drop, as well as Touch of Hate featuring Bria Cherie, that's about to come out soon. You know what I'm saying? And follow Black Pirates on all platforms. Shout out to Google, man. Shout out to all the platforms. Shout out to Spotify. Shout out to the internet. That's really what got us on. So I never speak ill of the platform. So that's all I got for the people.
All right, Nephew, you up next?
Yo,
go ahead,
yo,
bro.
Yo.
Ahead,
nephew, man, I just want to say, man, shout out to my MC, man, you know, and Tuesday, November 24th, man, if y'all ain't too busy, man, y'all come out to Hineville, Georgia, man, at the Comedy Club, you feel me, have some drinks and laugh, man, you know, we performing at that Jones, and you feel me, just want to put that out there like that right there.
All right, York Light Man Ill, you up next, fam, go ahead.
Leave y'all with two brief messages. Ooh. Team. Together, everyone accomplishes more. One, and if you don't remember anything from the Pirates, remember this. Peace. Proper education always corrects errors, travel light.
Bing. All right. And Vigilante, what's going on, fam? What you got for the people?
Well, yeah, I'm going to piggyback off York Ill and just, you know, really speak on that unity, you know, and that power in numbers. You know, right now we're dispelling the myths of Black men working together. And then for the time frame that we've known each other, you know, if you look at this, we had a longer run, you know, keeping it real and staying connected and being authentic and true to what we're doing, you know, that'll help you stand the test of time. So, you know, get your numbers together, get you a solid foundation, stand on it, and let's go.
Do that.
Uptown Comedy Central, Hateville, Georgia, November 24th, man. Black Pirates, ATL, Hateville. Uptown Comedy, Mont EC, Black Pirates, man. Y'all come out of support.
Man, I don't know. I may slide through that joint, man. That's like right around the way.
Slide through that end.
Yeah, man. Uptown Comedy, man. Way. Come on through, man. Support.
If I come through, if I come through, man, I'll make sure that we get a chance to chop it up and meet in person. If I pull up, that's trust me, I've been up there a couple times. You know what I'm saying? That's around the way for me.
No doubt.
Pull up.
All right. All right. Listen, man, I had a great time talking to you guys. Shout out to everybody over there, the crew in Black Power. Shout out to everybody that called in to the show. Again, blackpirates.com, the same way it's spelled. You see how it's spelled? If you're watching on the screen, BLAQPYRATES, if you're not on the screen, on the Facebook Live. All right? Remember, if you missed any parts of this particular interview or this direct line interview, you can catch it on the K100 Radio Spotify podcast, also on our YouTube channel as well, also on our SoundCloud page. So, you know, after the fact, if you archive everything, man, also you can obviously catch it on K100Radio.com, obviously, right? Did you guys enjoy the interview? You have a good time?
Oh, most definitely.
Yes, sir.
Most definitely, man. Good. Yeah, appreciate you, man. It was a good talk, man. Good chop up, good deal.
All right, man.
Good job to K1 Radio, baby.
Thank you very much, man. Listen, catch you guys in person on the grind at some point. Shout out to the homie Timo James for hooking us up. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
You know the drill.
K100, you bad one.
And so, listen, at the end of the day, that was a really dope interview, and I hope you guys go check out that particular group and check out their music. Like I said, to me, I first checked it out and saw the videos and heard the music, heard the different personalities and stuff. And whenever we do direct line interviews and we do a group, it can always go left or right, but that one definitely went the right way right there. So shout out to those guys. Tomorrow, Kill, our live music group. You know the drill, all right? 8 to 10 p.m. All right? 8 to 10 p.m. You know what's up, man? You know, I hope you guys can tune in and rock out with us for Illa Kill, man. You know, Illa Kill is our staple show. It's the show that we're most known for. Obviously, most people have, besides the other stuff that we're known for, being a broadcast and some of the awards we've won for some of our media coverage and all that, Illa Kill is our longest-running show on K100 Radio, all right? That's the show that everybody kind of associates us with because it was actually a podcast before this whole broadcast thing we got going on here even existed. We was doing music views, right? So, you know, with K100 Radio and with Illa Kill, and you know, that's our staple segment. So tomorrow, 8 to 10, we do every way. Hope you guys can tune in and discover some more artists, some more dope music. If you're rocking with Black Pirates and you like that different stuff, and you like to hear some new music, man, listen, that's what we do here. We connect people with dope talent and good artists, and that's one of our main platforms that we do. We don't charge artists to listen to their music or anything like that. It's completely free to be a part of Illa Kill. All I do is follow our protocol and send the music in, and then we play it, and you know, our numbers jump up for that segment because it's long, and that's the one everybody knows about. But we just invite you guys to come over and check out some of the independent artists, and maybe you cover something just as great as Black Pirates, all right? I am your host, Blizzard. I am the program director at K100 Radio, and I appreciate all the support you guys have given us. Remember, K100Radio.com is our website, and there's been another direct line interview. We're chopping with the Black Pirates, man. So, listen, those guys were dope. This was great. And this is K100 Radio. Back to the music. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 8 o'clock. Illa Kill.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
K100, you bad one.
Okay.
Right now.